We are moving closer to a decision in the presidential election. Former Vice President Joe Biden has taken the lead in Pennsylvania, and he plans to make a primetime speech tonight. Without Pennsylvania, President Trump cannot win re-election.
And overnight, Joe Biden also gained a slight edge in Georgia, where the Secretary of State said today that there will be a recount. The Trump campaign says this election is not over. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro joins us now. And Domenico, we appear to be on the cusp of a monumental moment in American history. What is the state of this race, and how long do you think until we get an official result?
Well, I don't know how long people hang around at cusps, but it could be some hours here. And the reason I say that is because let's look at some of the states that are outstanding and just how close these vote counts are. Okay, so in Georgia, where it's closest, Biden is up about 1,500 votes, 1,557. That went down one vote in the last hour. So you can see how slow that's going. And that is not going to get called. That is going to go to a recount, and we're going to have to wait for state certification on that. So, you know, throw that out the window for now.
That could
Nevada,
be a while.
Yes, it's going to be a while. Yeah. Nevada, Biden's lead went from about 8,000 to 20,137 now because of votes that have come in from Clark County. However, the vote there is not going to be processed much more or see more than that until later this evening, maybe. In Arizona, it's holding steady at Biden holding a lead there at 43,000, 44,000 just about. And we may see some more vote tonight, but at this point, that is holding in a holding pattern. The AP has called Arizona for Joe Biden, but the vote that keeps coming in there, and there's about 200,000 votes still remaining to be counted, you see Trump closing the margin somewhat, but he's only getting about 53% of the last batches that have come in, and at that margin, Biden would still win the state by about 30,000 votes.
Right, Trump will need to get a little bit more in Maricopa County. Now, the state that a lot of people are watching right now, of course, is Pennsylvania, because all those other states you just mentioned don't really matter. If Biden can take Pennsylvania, this race is over. What can we watch for there?
Well, I think what people need to be careful about, because I keep hearing a lot of people saying to me, well, why don't they just call it already? We see where the vote is going. Biden's lead is expanding. Right. Look, people have to be patient, because it's 13,300 votes is the difference right now, is the margin with Biden ahead. Now, the expectation is that Biden will continue to build that lead because he's been doing so well with mail-in votes of 70% or so. And that's all that's left, about 113,000 votes. That are mail-in. There are also provisional ballots. Some estimates, I heard Senator Bob Casey from Pennsylvania saying that he believes that Biden could, at the end of the day, when all the votes are counted, wind up with about 100,000 vote win. But that's not clear. And right now, it's not outside the recount margin, which needs to be about 35, 36,000 for Biden.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thank you very much for the update.
You're welcome.